In Europe today, George Bush and Germany's Gerhard Schroeder were urging Iran to just say no to nuclear weapons. Officials say getting Iran to do that may involve carrots and sticks. The two leaders issued the challenge at a news conference following talks in a palace on the Rhine. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley says Bush wants Europe's talks with Tehran to succeed, and he says the two leaders discussed tactics. Meantime, Bush looking ahead to a meeting tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Slovak Republic. He told a roundtable with German children he intends to ask about Putin's decision-making in recent steps that some say undermine democracy in Russia. Also today, Bush saluting U.S. soldiers based in Germany as the liberators of Iraq. To the cheers of thousands of troops at the Army's Wiesbaden Air Base, Bush said the bravery of U.S. troops not only dealt a blow to terrorism, it paved the way for last month's successful Iraqi elections. Treasury Secretary John Snow today admits the American public and even a lot of members of Congress are pretty skeptical about new plans to overhaul Social Security. In recent weeks, Bush has been traveling to conduct campaign-style events on Social Security proposals. This week, backers in Congress are holding meetings all over the country in an effort to build support. But as Snow puts it, quote, we still have some work to do. Snow also says Congress appears to be leery about the proposal to create individual accounts. The U.S. Supreme Court says a long-standing California prison policy to stop gang violence in prisons is unconstitutional. Justices say temporary segregation of inmates by skin color is not allowed unless there's a, quote, compelling reason. The 5-3 decision overturns a lower court ruling that backed the California policy. The state argues it needs wide leeway to set race-based restrictions to promote safety in the prison. In the ruling, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote, racial classifications raise special fears about the motivations that may be behind them. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Delicious, smart, balanced buttery spread gives you more than the best buttery taste. It's patented to improve the good-to-bad cholesterol ratio. It's a good time to start the Smart Balance food plan. A free copy is available from the address on the package or visit online at smartbalance.com. It's a health control plan because it gives you the right balance of fats. Smartbalance.com for a truly unique food plan. And Smart Balance spread for delicious buttery taste. There's nothing like it. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Is this the year you find true love? Because if you really want to find, you've got to be willing to seek. And the best place to start your search is Cupid.com. Basic memberships are free with zero obligations. You can even reply to messages from Gold members. But the greatest thing about Cupid.com is their local focus. They bring you together with people who live close by. People who can actually be there for you. Whether it's online or at a local event, when Cupid.com helps you seek, true love is what you find. Cupid.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
The Al Franken Show.
Ed Gillespie in this thing says that it wasn't that long ago the Republican Party was getting 90% of the black vote. And my research team has been looking into the last time Republicans were receiving 90% of the vote. And so far, we can't find, we know it was definitely before 1932. But, you know, if you look at how long man has been on the planet.
Oh, well.
If you look at that graph, it isn't that long ago.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in this evening. Coming to you for the last time from the studios of WSPD Radio in Toledo, Ohio, where we have been for the past 4 or 5 days. We'll be on the road tomorrow, we being Kathy and I, and Molly will be back in the Atlanta area Friday for Friday night's program. Tomorrow night will be a best of program put together by our associate producer, Linda, in New York. So tonight's the last night in Toledo. A couple of items here before we get to the hardcore stuff, as we usually do. This time it's from Orange County, Florida. 13-year-old kid, did you see this? He was suspended for 10 days from school and could be banned from school forever over a rubber band. Now, here's what happened. This kid is a 7th grader at Liberty Middle School. I don't believe this stuff. I really don't. It's just, man. He picked up a rubber band at school and put it on his wrist. The kid says when his science teacher said, "What do you got on your wrist?" He said, "A rubber band." "Give me the rubber band." The kid said he tossed it on her desk. He's been charged with terrorism. Terrorism. Now, after the rubber band landed on the teacher's desk, the kid received a 10-day suspension for threatening his teacher with what administrators say was a weapon. His mother said she was shocked to learn that her son was being punished for what they refer to as a level 4 offense. That's the highest level at the school. Other violations that receive level 4 punishment include arson, assault, battery, bomb threats, and using explosives. The kid had a rubber band. The level 4 offense includes the use of any object or any instrument or anything used to make a threat or inflict harm, including a rubber band. I guess throwing it on the teacher's desk was a threat. Mom says she plans to fight the ruling, but her son still faces expulsion from school. You're out of here. The mother said it's ridiculous. It's a rubber band. School principal would not comment because he says the case is still under investigation. Jesus God. I can't. I don't know about you, but I just can't handle it. I'm getting real close to the edge. You know what I'm saying? Now, you want something to push you right over? No, this is not the one that'll push you over the edge. This is, I've got one more here, and then I'm going to give you the story that tonight will push you over the edge. And it has nothing to, well, it does kind of have something to do with Bush, but not really. But first this. Shrek 2 is the latest animated film to be outed by Christian fundamentalists in the United States, huh? This time it's the Traditional Values Coalition on its website. Oh, God. No! On its website, it is warning parents about the cross-dressing transgender themes contained in Shrek too! The Traditional Values Coalition, which says it is a grassroots Christian organization with more than 43,000 member churches, says Shrek 2 is billed as harmless entertainment. But it contains subtle sexual messages. Parents who are thinking about taking their children to see Shrek 2 may wish to consider the following. And then the article goes on to describe a whole bunch of reasons to keep your kid away from Shrek 2. One of the characters who is an evil bartender, Larry King is the voice. CNN's Larry King is the voice. He's a male-to-female transgender in transition, and he expresses a sexual desire for Prince Charming. Oh, my God. In another identified scene, Shrek and the donkey need rescuing from a dungeon by Pinocchio and his nose. The nose is made to extend as an escape bridge by getting the wooden boy to lie about not wearing women's underwear. Jesus, maybe this thing should be banned. Just kidding. Shrek. Now this is what it says at the Traditional Values website, coalition website. I wonder when they're going to pick up on Shark Tale. That's from DreamWorks, in which a shark mafioso, voiced by Robert De Niro, comes to terms with the fact that he has a vegetarian son who likes to dress up as a dolphin. Oh, God. Help me. I'm about to open a vein right here in downtown Toledo. I can't believe this. Now, you know, this started with the, but recently the Postcards from Buster series, in which Buster the Rabbit runs into a couple of kids, real live kids with lesbian parents. Oh, my God. And then there was SpongeBob SquarePants and Barney the Dinosaur and Bert and Ernie and... I don't know. Do any of you have any kind of an explanation for this? What is it with these sick people? You didn't think I was going to use the word people there, did you? Huh? I'm trying to clean up my language a little bit before I wind up like SpongeBob SquarePants being attacked by Traditional Values Coalition. I just don't believe this. Kid is a 10-day suspension and charged with a level 4 offense, which includes arson, assault, battery, bomb threats, and explosives because he had a rubber band on his wrist. Teacher said, give me the rubber band. The kid tossed it on the teacher's desk, and the teacher went berserk. Now, that's just the warm-up. I don't know how to get into this story. This is in the LA Times today. Scientists are reporting that perchlorate, I guess that's how you pronounce it, perchlorate, it's a toxic component of rocket fuel, is contaminating virtually all samples of women's breast milk in the United States. And the levels have been found to be, on average, 5 times greater than in cow's milk. So it's in cow's milk and women's breast milk, but in women's breast milk, it's 5 times greater. LA Times says this contaminant, which originates mostly at defense industry plants, previously had been detected in various food and water supplies around the country, but the study by Texas Tech University's Institute of Environmental and Human Health was the first to investigate breast milk. Report says that the findings concern health experts because infants and fetuses are the most vulnerable to the thyroid-impairing effects of perchlorate. Breast milk from 36 women in 18 states was sampled, and all contained perchlorate. What does it do? It blocks the nutrient iodide and inhibits thyroid hormones, which are necessary for brain development and cellular growth of a fetus or an infant. At the levels they found in breast milk, the scientists reported that one-month-old babies would take in enough perchlorate to exceed a safe level. There's a safe level? That's called the reference dose. That was established last month by a panel of the National Academy of Sciences. However, the National Academy of Sciences was basing it on adult intake. Maybe it is time to... Where do we go? Huh? Where do you go? Now, these findings come as the U.S. EPA is developing an enforceable limit on the amount of perchlorate in drinking water. See, they will allow some. Jesus. I don't know. Well, let's focus on Shrek 2 and forget this story. More on this in a minute. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Planet Jack. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council made a decision to protect the largest area of ocean from bottom trawling destruction.
That's Dave Allison, Oceana's campaign director to stop destructive trawling.
The protection needed to be undertaken for the good of the ocean health as a whole. And that's a really revolutionary concept.
This is the largest area set aside ever in U.S. waters.
It's at least the size of the states of California and Texas put together.
The area that is set aside is enormous. It's the Aleutian Island area that stretches out west from the state of Alaska.
This has been one of the most amazing, most exciting things that any of us have seen in decades.
Find the wave of good news at oceana.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
So, perchlorate, a component of rocket fuel found in almost all the samples tested of breast milk of women in the United States. Study conducted by Texas Tech University's Institute of Environmental and Human Health. More death and destruction for fetuses, and it puts infants at risk. I'm thinking about the seven-month-old daughter I have that has been breastfed since she's been born, and how when we get back to Atlanta, I guess we'll have to go to Emory University's Children's Hospital and draw some blood and see what the levels of rocket fuel are inside my seven-month-old's body. If you are a nursing mother and you have been breastfeeding, you might want to talk to your pediatrician about this too. Huh? A senior analyst at the Environmental Working Group, which is an organization on our side, said this is not just another study. It ends the question about whether women are passing along perchlorate to their kids through breast milk. And the sky-high levels the scientists found put more than half the kids over the safe levels now recommended. Now, this is the interesting part. Environmentalists have been urging the EPA, you see, to set standards based on the body weight and perchlorate intake of an infant rather than an adult. The numbers up to this point are, if you're an adult, this is what you have to watch out for. But, you know, I weigh 158 pounds, and my daughter weighs 18 pounds. So the permissible levels are based on, for example, my body weight. And, of course, I don't do breast milk. My seven-month-old does. And if you're breastfeeding, so does your child. Pentagon officials don't like this. They've said that, well, okay, if you're going to do that, well, then that's going to shut down water systems across the country and cost the military and its contractors billions of dollars in cleanup costs. We're not going to do that. Let your little bastard die. Let your fetus come squirting out in a spontaneous abortion. But leave us alone. We're in the business of protecting America. We kill kids all over the planet. If we attack your baby in your womb, that's the price of freedom. Remember what Limbaugh and Hannity and Savage and the rest of these pigs say. Freedom isn't free. Freedom isn't free. You need rocket fuel in your breast milk. You need two-year-olds with thyroid conditions. You need fetuses who will never have full brain development. The Texas Tech researchers reported that the perchlorate in breast milk was not linked to the water the mothers drank. Instead, the main source was probably food, which was tainted by irrigation water. That's where it is. It says here that perchlorate levels are particularly high in the lower Colorado River, which supplies irrigation water to almost 2 million acres of cropland. the lower Colorado River, which water from that source winds up in the valleys of California, where so much of the produce that we eat in this country is grown, right? Huh? The Colorado River, government officials believe, has been tainted by leaks from a Care McGee plant near Lake Mead. A Care McGee plant near Lake Mead. Oh, well, gee, we're sorry. But we're making rocket fuel. We're defending America against Muslims. Or somebody, right? If it means you're going to lose your baby, freedom isn't free. Right, Rutsch? Right, Hannity? Freedom isn't free. The highest perchlorate levels were found in the breast milk of two women from New Jersey. 92 parts per billion. The average was 10 parts per billion. In cow's milk, 2 parts per billion. What do they recommend? How much perchlorate? 6 parts per billion. If you only have 6 parts per billion of rocket fuel in your system, you're okay. You're okay. Rocket fuel in breast milk. And what else is in breast milk? PCBs? So for the women, including my wife, who figure the best way to build a baby's immunity is to breastfeed the baby, good chance that those women are killing their own children, huh? Think about that for a moment. This is Air America.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
I have these nightmares. This taco. Not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me. You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
Whoa!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about it. With Score Power from Equifax, you get your credit report and credit score, which can be the first step to good credit. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-800-4-EQUIFAX.
Adios, taco.
Score Power from Equifax. From the company that helps you prepare for a major purchase, protect your identity, and manage your credit.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. Paul Steinberg and Anne-Marie Oliver spent months in Gaza to find out what goes through the head of a suicide bomber right before the head goes through the window of a Sparrows. We'll talk with them and we'll have some explosive comedy.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And my dad will give us his Oscar picks on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. I don't feel dangerous tonight. As a matter of fact, I feel very threatened, very vulnerable. This report about rocket fuel component that destroys your thyroid being found in mother's milk across the country. Perchlorate is the chemical that blocks the nutrient iodide and inhibits thyroid hormones, which are necessary for brain development and cellular growth of a fetus or an infant. Isn't that nice? How long will it be now before the anti-abortion folks who are so adamant about a woman choosing to terminate a pregnancy, when are these folks now going to go to the real causes of spontaneous abortion and that is the defense industry. How soon before we can see hundreds and thousands of evangelical Christians crawling across the property of, for example, Kerry McGee, which a company produces this filth, and, you know, crawling on their hands and knees across the company parking lot going, I'm a baby, don't kill me. I'm a baby, don't kill me. Huh? When do you suppose? Like, maybe never? When do you suppose we'll see the folks who want to end abortion go to work on this killer offense industry in this country that is killing God only knows how many babies and unborn and born? Huh? When will that happen? If you're an evangelical, if you're an anti, I don't care if you're an atheist, if you are anti-abortion, don't even talk to me until that day when you will go picket a rocket fuel corporation that is dumping this crap into our food supply, okay? I don't even want to be within 1,000 yards of your stinking hypocrisy. Unbelievable. Well, I'll tell you, somebody's getting rich on this. Did you see this? William H.T. Bush. He's referred to as Uncle Bucky. He's an uncle of the president and the younger brother of George H.W. Bush, former president. Well, this is William H.T. Bucky Bush. Yeah, he is. The Iraq War has helped bring record earnings to a St. Louis-based destroyer of fetuses and babies called Engineered Support Systems, Inc. This is a war contractor. And new financial data show that the firm's war-related profits are making Bucky Bush rich. Uncle Bucky, as he is known to President George W. Bush, is on the board of the company, which supplies armor and other materials to U.S. troops. The company's stock prices have soared to record heights, benefiting from contracts to refit fleets of military vehicles with extra armor. So Bucky cashed in his stock options last month and pocketed $500,000. And there's more to come. Oh, he has many more options. Bucky said in an interview that he never uses his family connections to help the company win contracts. Oh, no, 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 he said, referring to the long-distance dialing code for Washington, D.C. He said, I don't make any calls to the 202 area code. Oh, okay, Bucky. Well, then I guess you're off the hook. What about the area code down in Crawford, Texas? Or how about just... Oh, never mind. Some of this company's defense contract work has included no-bid, sole-source contracts, including a $48 million deal to refurbish military trailers. Last week, Defense Department officials disclosed that Bucky Bush, his company, ESSI Contracts, issued in 2002, had a cumulative value of $158 million. Those contracts had been referred to the Pentagon Inspector General's Office for investigation. Oh, could there be some fraud from Bucky Bush? And you people wonder why I call this gang of thugs the Bush crime family? Huh? Company officials at Bucky Bush's company acknowledged the war as an economic boon to the firm. Oh, we love war! By Christ, we love war! They have 3,500 employees, excuse me, some stationed in Iraq. The company's North American operations stretch from Nova Scotia to Florida. Most recently, Bucky Bush's company announced its purchase of SpaceLink International, a Virginia military contractor, for $150 million. Many of its contracts are what are referred to as indefinite date, indefinite quantity contracts, under which the size of the contracts depends. In an interview yesterday, Bucky Bush said he decided to cash in those options because they would soon expire. Bucky Bush said, "You know, the deadline was coming up, and we put in a bid on a house in Florida, so we decided to cash in a few." Asked whether he was troubled by the fact that the company had earned significant revenue from the military engagements in Iraq and Afghanistan, George Bush's uncle, Bucky, said, "Well, you know, unfortunately, we live in a troubled world." According to SEC filings, Uncle Bucky still has options on 45,000 more shares of the company's stock. Uncle Bucky! Boy, I didn't know about Uncle Bucky, did you? I wonder how much Uncle Bucky makes from filling the rivers and streams in this country with perchlorate. I bet that pays real well, wouldn't you think? And you wonder why I call them the Bush crime family? For you Republican lurkers out there, you red state Republicans, you Bush supporters, you right wingers, is your wife breastfeeding your baby? Huh? Is she? Then, like me, you may have a serious problem here, right? Hey, freedom isn't free, booby! Nah. Takes dead babies to get some freedom here. Takes aborted fetuses to get some freedom here, right? Perchlorate. Rocket fuel in mother's milk, thanks to defense contractors. Now, is that from shooting off rockets in America? No, we don't shoot off rockets in America. We shoot off rockets in third world countries. Now, third world babies don't matter to the Bush crime family. That's called collateral damage over there. Oh, well, we're sorry. You know, we didn't mean to blow a hole in that pregnant woman's abdomen. Gosh. What went through her gut? A piece of shrapnel? Oh, my goodness. Sliced the little fetus right in half, did it? Oh, well, you know, freedom isn't free. Damn. We'll investigate that. We'll pay I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give that family $500 U.S. That'll ease their pain. Hell, $500 to an Iraqi dead mother's family. Hell, that's like $100,000 over here, isn't it? No, the rocket fuel that's in our food supply comes because the companies that produce it dump it. Dump the toxic overflow into our food supply. Now, what are we going to do about that? Huh? What are you and I going to do about that? Are we going to do what Pat Buchanan used to talk about? Get the pitchforks and the flaming torches and storm the castle? Are we going to do that? No, of course we're not. We're going to go after Shrek 2 because of all the cross-dressers that are involved in that cartoon. But as far as our children that are having their thyroids destroyed by rocket fuel manufacturers who say, well, we can't make a living with all these damn restrictions. You know, too many regulations, man. We got to have, freedom isn't free. How does Bucky Bush, Uncle George, or George's uncle, how does he sleep at night, huh? His son declares declares a war in violation of the U.S. Constitution, and Uncle Bucky makes a fortune. Hey, kill them all, George! We're trying to buy a house down in Florida, so I'm going to cash in some of these stock options. You know, they're worth a lot of money now. Every time you kill another 10, 20,000 Iraqis, George, my stock goes up. Keep it going, son. Keep it going. Is there any justice at all here? I mean, is there any way to look at that story, these two stories, and say, well, justice will prevail? Is there? This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. Okay, before I lose it completely here, let's get a couple of calls in. My old friend Nelson is calling from Syracuse, New York. Nelson, haven't heard from you for a while. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mike?
I'm, actually, you want the truth? Could be better, Nelson. Could be better.
Yeah.
But anyway, glad to hear you again. What's up?
Not much. I feel kind of slowly calling about Shrek. Ooh,
I know, isn't that stupid?
After what you just talked about.
I know, I should have taken your call earlier because we're way down the road now. But that Shrek 2 thing, I don't know. I didn't see Shrek or Shrek 2. I don't know. Cross-dressing? Oh, my God. Well, these traditional coalition value creeps, they'll keep us all protected, right?
Here's what bothers me about it, Mike.
Okay, what?
Okay, I've seen the movie Shrek 2.
Right.
And when they talk about cross-dressing,
uh-huh,
it's nothing more than an inference. Okay?
Right.
What they're doing is they're misconstruing.
Right.
So what they're trying to do now is, not only can you not promote homosexuality,
right,
or cross-dressing,
right,
you have to be very careful about reading their minds and seeing if they're going to twist what you're saying,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
make it look like you're promoting alternative lifestyles.
Right, I'm hip.
And it's a way of me shutting everybody up.
That's right.
You know, it's a way of making us be ultra careful about the things we say.
Well, you know what, Nelson? I'm not going to be careful about the things I say. I doubt that you're going to be either, but I get your point. It shuts down. It causes fear. Oh, my God. You know, where were these people? Remember Batman and Robin?
Well, you're talking about a different period of time,
yeah,
though.
That's true. That's true.
I started doing stand-up comedy,
yeah,
back in 94. And the attitude at that time was that you said whatever you wanted to say.
Right.
And if a club owner found you offensive, they just didn't hire you.
No, there you go.
But nowadays, it's like, not only can't you say anything offensive, you can't say anything that the audience might interpret as being offensive.
Yeah, how soon, Nelson, before you're not allowed to think anything that might be offensive, huh?
That's coming next.
Nelson, it's good to hear from you, pal. I've got a bunch of people stacked up. Let me move on. I hope to hear from you again. Take care, all right?
Bye.
All right. All right. Take care, Nelson. Did I get a number yet tonight? I don't think I did. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270 if you want to join in the fun and frivolity here. Ed is calling from Oregon. Ed, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. I'm a reformed, born-again Christian who thanks God every day for you guys in AM 620 in our area. Something interesting I saw on the news earlier, the state of Utah, the government there, looks like officially has plans to reject the No Child Left Behind Act.
That's a good move, absolutely.
Okay. And one thing that they talked about was what a red state Utah is, and how 70% of the people in the state of Utah voted for Bush, and the lady that was speaking said that she feels that she voted for him and he's a great president. Well, one thing as a reformed, born-again Christian, I wonder if all the people that live in the state of Utah realize is that the born-again Christians who Bush pretends to be thinks that all the Mormons, all the Catholics, everybody except for the born-again Christians are either in a cult or whatever, but they feel that those people will not be going to heaven.
Oh, absolutely. Especially where...
Do the Mormons realize that, that Bush and his cronies, I like to call him the giggling murderer and his
right.
grumpy robots, all feel that all those people are going to hell? I mean, they voted for him? Don't, you know, that's why I call your radio station Wake Up Radio, because no matter what time of day and no matter how wide awake you are, if you listen to this station, you should wake up, because you're going to hear things that I'm watching right now. Of course, I'm, you know, your tape delayed here, and I'm watching the comptrollers on the C-SPAN. The comptroller
right.
has put out a report, and the guy that's in charge said that everybody in this country needs to read this report. And he talked about how he has two kids and two grandkids, and he looks at his grandkids, and he's just freaking out about what their future's going to be like.
I hear you.
This Ed, government running this thing.
I hear you. Ed, so we got
I appreciate your time, and
thank you
very much for your program, and I'm doing a prayer for Randy Rhodes. I really look
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it. We got to leave it there. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I was watching CNN yesterday, and there was George Bush standing on a stage with several European leaders after they had finished a summit meeting. Bush was describing what they had talked about. Regarding global warming, he said he had proposed a solution: pursue new technologies rather than regulate emissions. In other words, wish away the problem. After he finished talking, one of the European leaders began to speak. I didn't recognize this fellow, and I looked to CNN to identify him. Instead, the network cut away from the session. What was more important? Two dead bodies had been found in Texas. I switched to Fox. Nothing there on the Europeans. MSNBC? Again, no coverage. It's no secret that many Americans care little about news and views from abroad. That was supposed to have changed after 9/11. Not so in cable TV land. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation. Air America Radio.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. An anti-union group is going after the UAW over the auto workers' neutrality agreement arrangements with some auto parts suppliers. The UAW is using those agreements for the companies to stay out of union organizing drives with some success. An anti-union group charges that the UAW and the auto manufacturers are teaming up to unduly pressure auto parts suppliers to go union in violation of federal labor law. The National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation has support from corporate backers, including Walmart's Walton family, and it is alleging that in several cases the UAW and auto parts suppliers reached agreements to unionize before a majority of workers signed union cards. These neutrality agreements are proving to be effective union organizing tools, and if the agreements can be ruled illegal, it would be another blow to union organizing. The Republican-controlled National Labor Relations Board will decide the issue. The decision isn't expected until next year. Support Labor Radio and get more labor news at laborradio.org.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Gonzo Cannon salute.
Friends of Gonzo journalist Hunter Thompson say he used to talk about having his ashes blasted from a cannon after he died, and he may just get his wish. Actor Johnny Depp and others close to the late writer on the lookout for a cannon now, and they're also studying proper firing techniques for such a final salute to the author, who often referred to himself as cannon fodder. As Thompson's attorney says, if it can be done, we will do it. The 67-year-old writer and gun lover shot and killed himself Sunday in the kitchen of his home in Colorado. Friends say Hunter Thompson had been in considerable pain in the last year after breaking a leg and undergoing hip replacement surgery. Family friend Douglas Brinkley doesn't think the flamboyant writer took his life, quote, in a moment of haste or anger or despondency. Instead, he says he thinks it was a conscious decision, coming after what he called Thompson's incredible run of 67 years. Brinkley said he also doubted whether Thompson wanted to suffer the indignities of old age. Brinkley says Thompson spent last weekend with his son, daughter-in-law, and young grandson in an effort to be close to his family. Since his death, Thompson's book sales have been soaring. His remains were cremated yesterday. A family spokesman says there are tentative plans for a private commemoration of his life March 5th. A larger event to celebrate Hunter S. Thompson's literary career may be staged in April. George W. Bush's uncle made more than $450,000 last month by selling stock in a defense contractor whose profits are growing because of the war in Iraq. William H.T. Bush made the money by exercising stock options in St. Louis-based Engineered Support Systems Incorporated. He's a member of ESSI's board of directors and therefore had to report the sale to the Securities and Exchange Commission. Bush is the youngest brother of former President George H.W. Bush, and he told the Los Angeles Times, which first reported the stock sale, that he had not pulled any strings in Washington for the company. The company said the expansion came mainly from increases in their military contracts, including adding armor to military trucks, refurbishing trailers the Army uses to haul tanks, and supporting satellite communications. Bush cashed in his stock options January 20th, the same day his nephew was inaugurated for a second term. Within a decade, the U.S. government may end up paying a record one-half of the nation's medical bills, partly because of the new Medicare prescription drug program. That's according to a report today from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The U.S. Health Office today released its first analysis of the impact of last year's Medicaid law on overall health spending. The figures show the prescription drug program could mean a shift in funding from Medicaid and other programs over to Medicare as early as next year. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The notion of a 40-hour work week is several hours short of reality. Working long hours is a given when you run your own business. And since it's tough to be away from your business during the day, we offer special gold key hours, early morning hours from 7 to 10, when we're open exclusively for business members. We know that time and money are important to you. Helping you make the most of both is why we're here. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
So, that car insurance quote you got online looks pretty good, but you don't have any other rates to compare it with, do you? It's time to think easier. Think Progressive. At Progressive.com, we'll give you our direct rate and the rates of our top competitors, plus an apples-to-apples comparison of how each company stacks up. Go to Progressive.com.
Available in most states and situations. Progressive Healthy Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mesa Village, Ohio.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air American.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. About 7 past the hour, coming up on 7 past the hour. Our last caller there, going into the break, Ed, I'm sorry for the abruptness of having to move on. I do that sometimes. I don't watch the clock right, and I take callers when I probably shouldn't. But, Ed, I do apologize. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. You can tell by the by the whiny, "I'm sorry, Ed." No, I am. I hate that. You know, I hate to do that to a caller. Anyway, we're at 866-303-2270, and if you're just joining us, this is our last night at the facilities of WSPD Radio in Toledo, Ohio, where we have been since last Friday, I guess, Saturday. We'll be heading back to home base in Atlanta tomorrow, so Linda Blake, our associate producer in New York, will provide a Best of Malloy program for tomorrow evening, and then we'll be back on the air Friday. Okay? All right, let's get back to some calls here. Bill is calling from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Bill Schmidt here. Say, you know, it's... couple of things. First of all, I'm an escaped Catholic, so
Well, we've had a reformed
fundamentalist
and now an escaped Catholic. This
is
great. Yeah.
And so I got two things, lighthearted first and then something a little more serious. You know, as a Catholic, when I grew up, we used to take this decency, whatever the heck you used to call it, pledge.
Uh-huh.
All the Catholics would have to, when you attend church, once a year, stand up and raise your right hand and pledge this decency thing that you wouldn't watch anything that was R-rated or whatever. Kind of reminds me what's going on with the Shrek thing and the rest of it. But over the years, I got rid of all that baggage. Good for you.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid growing up right here in Toledo, Ohio, I was about the only Protestant in our neighborhood. Everybody else was Catholic. And, neighbor kids can never figure out why I was not Catholic, being Irish and Italian, or Italian and Irish, but there are reasons for it. But anyway, I can remember exactly what you're talking about. Even way back then, the kids, especially teenagers or the preteens, had to take these little vows of chastity almost, where they wouldn't do this and they wouldn't do that. Well, it was nonsense. I can remember Wednesday night was confession night.
Uh-huh.
And we would all gather on the steps of St. Anthony's or St. Teresa's or St. Peter and Paul, depending on, where the gang wanted to go. And we would wait for, the 13, 14, 15-year-old girls to go in and have their confession, because then they would be free and clear, and they would come out, and we could all make out again.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. I thought, you know, this Catholic religion is pretty cool. You can do whatever you want to do. And then go in on Wednesday night for confession, come out and do it all over again.
You got it. First the guilt trip you all the way.
Right.
Then you got to get rid of your guilt. Then you go out and do it all over again. So yeah, the hypocrisy. What? Yeah. Something.
That's not what you really called about.
But anyway, what I really called about, you know, you're talking about that the fuel stuff and
the rocket fuel in mother fuel, in breast milk now. Yeah.
Let me tell you, for some reason in Wisconsin, and the doctor says, we really can't explain this, but almost everybody is on thyroid medication.
Well, that's true over here in Ohio too.
Well, the both my wife and the two kids, they were all they're on it, and I guess I'm going to have to go in and get checked too. I'm sort of the last holdout here, thinking maybe I won't need it. But
about 4 years ago, I had to have about an 80% thyroidectomy. I've been on Synthroid ever since. I never had any problems at all. But I grew up here in Toledo, Ohio, which was a city back before it became part of the Rust Belt. It was a city that was involved in two industries, in science and technology for the defense industry, as such as it was back in the 50s, and Detroit. It was a feeder city for the automotive capital of the world. But so many members of my family also have thyroid problems so severe that medication or surgery is required.
So you're probably a little bit farther down the hazard trail than the Wisconsin people, who can still sort of hang in there with their Synthroid then.
Yeah.
But we do have an exceptional amount of agriculture, and tremendous amount of the, you've seen crop dusters flying over. Well, that's what you live by in Wisconsin here.
Right.
Just to give you an example, the groundwater where I grew up, you could dig a well down 10 feet and the water was beautiful when I was a kid. Now you have to go down 175 feet to get below the brown water. That's how bad our groundwater system has been polluted by similar problems. Mm-hmm. And, of course, and we're in the heart of the paper industry. So everybody is suffering from cancer in this area.
It's just astonishing. I wonder where the term of derision came up in referring to environmentalists as tree huggers or whatever the nasty terms used by half-humans like Rush Limbaugh, drug abusers like Rush Limbaugh, and right-wingers like Sean Hannity. Do they not understand that their children and their mothers and their family members are going to suffer the same thing as those of us who advocate in favor of environmental regulation?
Well, sometimes I think my wife might have a little bit of a clue. When people like that are so high up the food chain, so to speak, they can create their own environment and ignore what really goes on in this world. And they live in this vacuum that none of us can we can fathom where they're going.
To a degree that's true, but they have to breathe the air. When they go to the store to buy the produce, if the produce is produced in this country, it is probably loaded with perchlorate.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about men, if their wives get pregnant and decide to breastfeed and don't spontaneously abort, you know, have a miscarriage, if they decide to breastfeed, their wives are going to be feeding perchlorate-loaded mother's milk into their children. I understand what you mean about living in a rarefied atmosphere, but you can only escape so far now.
Yeah, at some point it's going to hit them, and it's going to be too late for them. That's the problem.
It's just astonishing. I don't know. I read a thing in the New York Times a few weeks ago about the incidence of industrial chemicals that is present or are present in the body fat of Inuit, so-called Eskimo, the people who live
mm-hmm.
all around the Arctic Circle, whether it's the Canadian Arctic Circle, the Russian or Scandinavian Arctic Circle, Greenland, these people who eat a diet extremely high in seafood, if not exclusively seafood, and Johns Hopkins or the Mayo Clinic or Harvard or whatever, they did the tests on the body fat of these people, and they find like 20 or 30 industrial chemicals in their body fat from eating seal and fish and whale and whatever, you know, whatever these indigenous people eat. There's no industry up there, so where's it coming from? Well, it's coming from the wind currents and the ocean currents. All of this stuff, as it flows up to the North Pole, flows down to the South Pole, so to speak, depending on what hemisphere it's produced in, and it leaves this toxic trail behind. And I just wonder, How much longer do we have? You know what I'm saying, Bill?
I do. Oh.
How much longer do we have? Literally, I mean, I can sit here and giggle and go, hey, how much longer do we have? And sound like a madman.
Well, even the fish, and we talk about our sportsmen. I love our sportsmen. You cannot fish in Wisconsin and eat them. I mean, you can only eat one or two fish, because if you go over that, your limit, you're going to be full of mercury. I mean, it's just it's incredible.
Well, I wonder if we will ever wake up to what we've done and try to turn it around, if there's still time to turn it around. I just wonder. In the meantime, the war-making industries in this country continue, and the right-wingers continue to protect and defend them. And sometimes I get so angry, I don't know what to do. So I just get real quiet and sit there.
Well, one of the things that makes my night, and I guarantee you that the rage that I feel in the daytime, when I listen to you, I feel like saying, God, that's exactly what I wanted to say. It comes out of you, and I'm thinking, what am I doing, sending these messages? But of course I'm not.
Well, I think
God, you're doing it.
I think you are. I think a lot of people are. Hey, appreciate it, Bill. Take care, all right? All right.
Keep it up, guy.
All right, appreciate your call. Quick break. We will be back. This is not a fun night. I don't know. Some nights it's fun. Tonight it's not fun. I guess that rocket fuel in breast milk just kind of bummed me out. You know what I'm saying? But we'll struggle on. We'll struggle on. We still have an hour and 45 minutes. Stay with us. I'm Mike Millar. This is Air America.
This is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls.
With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 22 past the hour. So is anybody surprised about Uncle Bucky Bush, William H.T. Bush? That's hard to say when... never mind. George's uncle, Bucky Bush, younger brother of former President George Herbert Walker, who cashed in his stock options last month, made $500,000. He has those stock options from a company that does an awful lot of business, most of it without bids, for George's war in Iraq. Does that concern anyone? The Bush crime family just continues to make money on death and destruction. It's almost disgusting, except for the fact that the shock value is gone now. So, oh well. 866-303-2270 is the number here. We have two open lines if you want to check in. All right. Al is calling from Burbank, California. Al, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Sure, it's great to have you back on the radio. After, I used to listen to you a year ago when you were on that teeny tiny network there.
The little toy network?
Yeah, but boy, I was one of the guys that signed the petition hoping they'd get you for Air America.
Well, it must have worked. Somebody did something. These people probably wouldn't have hired me had it not been for the petition online. No, I'm just kidding. but it all helps. You know that. It all helps.
Yeah, you know, what's on my mind tonight is you posed the question in yesterday's show. It's what would be the motivation for the administration to be solving their problems so violently? I mean, they seem not to hesitate to use violence. They just, everything they see, it's like a nail sticks up, you know, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Yeah, right, right.
To these guys, everything looks like an opportunity to develop more military technology and blow everything up. And my theory is that maybe I don't think they're stupid. I think the key people like Cheney, I mean, they may have a warped view of humanity, yeah. But I don't think they're fundamentally stupid people. In fact, they're probably pretty well informed with all the intelligence, real intelligence that they get to look at.
Right.
So my theory is that they fully well realize that the world's running out of energy, or oil specifically, and we're running out of other resources, too. I mean, the pollution of the environment, they can see that, for God's sake. So perhaps they're preparing for a mass die-off that they might actually be helping to promote. They want to be on the winning side of that.
Oh, my God, you're probably right.
You know, it's a horrible thing to contemplate, but look at the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It's all around you. They've announced, in fact, this would explain why they seem to be aligning themselves with the Armageddonists. you know, they support this. If a lot of people think that the world's going to end because it said so in the Bible, incidentally, wasn't that added 300 or 400 years after Christ's
Well, yeah, well, the whole Revelation thing was interpreted by a couple of itinerant preachers in the late 19th century, and I think it's about as logical, even in the context of religion, where there is no logic, but it's about as logical as, you know, water rolling uphill. Whoever decided, and I forget the two guys' names, these itinerant preachers who took not just Revelation, the book of Revelation, but also borrowed from other books in the Bible and came up with this Armageddonist crap, this rapture nonsense, and all this garbage that totally first perverted and then destroyed the simple message of Jesus Christ, just turned it into something ugly and horrible. But as far as so-called Armageddon and the Dominionist and all this crap, you know, it has nothing to do with Christianity. It has an awful lot to do with psychopathology of people who buy into this. So I firmly believe that,
And control. I mean, if you have
too.
A bunch of people believing that the world's going to end anyway and they kind of buy into that, then it certainly helps the agenda of those people in power that are developed. You know, they're out here, they're looking for all these software developers a year ago to work on these little robotic things, robotic warrior things.
And right.
I think Spielberg's Majority Report.
Right.
They're working on it.
I know.
I'm not kidding.
I read something some time ago about Rumsfeld's plans to fight World War IV. It was going to be with robots. And this is a plan that's been boiling inside his perverted, sick mind, I guess, for about 30 or 40 years. And all of a sudden, what did I read the other day? That we now, the Army is developing robotic soldiers, I guess we'll use that term, robotic soldiers,
yeah.
Who against whom radiation has no effect. I guess bombs could blow them to pieces if it was a direct hit. But these robots are going to keep the fight going, keep the blood and the gore flowing, apparently even when we run out of soldiers.
Well, didn't Cheney announce that this thing was going to go on beyond our lifetime? This was going to be a war for...
Yeah.
Anyway, great
war forever. Thanks, Al. I appreciate your call. Take care. Quick break here. As you know, Bush is giving the Europeans just pure Billy Hell, right? We got a little report on that coming back and more of your phone calls. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Talk about unsanitary. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. Imagine vacuuming your house wearing a dust mask? Friends, try my hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days. It's 99.99% dust-free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. 4200.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. That's because a denture or a partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. But by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
The Elle Magazine, the hippest, happeningest guide to New York City. The Elle stands for little, lively, loud, lovely, licentious, and love. The Elle Magazine, because the Elle stands for listings. For the hottest spots and coolest joints to dance, sing, stare, sip, scarf, and swing. Look for us in those cute little orange boxes. The Elle Magazine. Put it in your pocket.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month, guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month, guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2-2805. Call now.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states.
The Majority Report.
Now, I'm certain that most Bush supporters don't know thing one about the tax code or anything, and I don't know these things until I read them either.
But I do take a goodly portion of every day to learn about my world and learn about my government and learn about my tax code and all of these things because it seems like a really productive use of my time. It's like flossing or going to the gym, neither of which I do, although I always tell people I floss.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
I understand everybody in this country doesn't agree with the decisions I made. And I made some tough decisions. But people know where I stand. People out there listening know what I believe. And that's how best it is to keep the peace.
Oh, God, make him stop. Speaking of Bush, it's 26 before the hour. He made a seven-hour visit to Germany today, and in the city of Mainz in Germany, people were warned not to look at him. Huh? People were told that it would be best, what did it say here? Anyone living on the route of the presidential motorcade was discouraged from taking a peek at the column of vehicles conveying the U.S. president. In police leaflets, residents had been asked to keep their windows shut and stay clear of balconies, quote, to avoid misunderstandings, end quote. This sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Stores and restaurants in the so-called red zone, that's the high security areas centered on Mainz's electoral palace. All the stores, everything had been advised to close for the day. Part of the biggest security operation in the country's post-war history. That means, what, 60 years? The owner of a restaurant in the red zone said they told us we could stay open if we liked, but that nobody would be allowed to come in. Driving was not allowed. Parking was not allowed in this huge red zone. Garages had been emptied. Mailboxes unbolted. 1,300 manhole covers were sealed. Four highway sections east of the city of Mainz was blocked to traffic. Schools were shut. Workers were told to take a holiday. The nearby Opel and Nescafe plants decided to move their shifts and suspended production. 3 million commuters in the Rhine-Mainz triangle were affected, according to Financial Times Deutschland. Tuesday in Brussels, Bush's first stop on his European tour, the entire European district, is what it's called in Brussels, was sealed off. Thousands of staff were sent home who work in the European Union headquarters there. Underground car parks were cleared and closed. Civil servants were told to work from home. Slovakia, where Bush will be there, what, tomorrow? That's where he's going to meet Vlad the Impaler of Russia. Slovakia is preparing for the tightest security measures in its history. Remember when Clinton used to tour? And the crowds would turn out to applaud him and cheer him and try to touch him and thank him. It was embarrassing, wasn't it? Like a rock star. Like, come on, this is the President of the United States. Back off. Now look at this Nazi, this killer, this thug that the rest of the world despises. About 5,000 people turned out in Mainz, in a different part of the city, away from the rally and parade route. Riot police in body armor kept them contained. Helicopters hovered overhead. The protesters carried placards that read, "We don't want your kind of peace. Where Bush is, there's war. World's number one terrorist. Wanted dead or alive, George W. Bush and his band of congressmen." Hello. President of the United States. No matter where he goes, he is so terrified of the rest of the world's opinions. They see him as the ignorant little bully that he is. And he is so terrified that his handlers produce the tightest security in the areas that he goes to, known historically to these cities. Oh well, what the hell difference does it make, right? Oh, my goodness. All right, Sam is calling from New York City. Sam, welcome to the program.
Talk to you.
Hello. I didn't hear the first part, Sam. Go ahead.
I said hi, and I've been wanting to talk to you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not against the Iraq war, totally. I think it started out with a dictator, and they just had an election, and a lot of the Arabs see this, and that's not a bad thing.
You don't really buy into that was an election, do you? You don't really buy into that they had a dictator. He was a dictator because we supported him. We put him in office. Come on, Sam. Don't do this to me. Every time I get one of you guys on the air, you start out with comments like that, which leads me and listeners that listen to this program to believe that all of you are just really stupid. Why do that? Why start out that way?
I'm not sure. So you're saying that there wasn't an election?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, you may call it an election. What would you call it when you send an invading army, let's say, into the United States? And let's jack the figures up. There are 25 million people there. There's 290 million people here. So if we adjust the figures, an army of 1,500,000 troops come into the United States, overthrow our government, destroy our infrastructure, bomb us after isolating us for 12 years, set up checkpoints and guns and bombs and killers on every single corner, select for us the candidates who are going to run, and then force us to go vote. Would you call that an election, Sam? That's what happened in Iraq.
Well, I saw a lot of people that wanted to vote voting. I didn't really.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I can't compete with what you're saying. So, what's your next point, pal?
Okay. The emergence of a pro peace or a Shiite leader in Iraq who's nonviolent.
Now, who are you talking about? The Shia leader who's emerging is going to form the Islamic Republic of Iraq and immediately form an alliance with Iran. Is this what you think is a good thing?
Right now he doesn't want to retaliate with
it. Stop with the nonsense, Sam. Really, you're not talking to Limbaugh or Hannity. You're talking to Mike Malloy. I asked you a question.
What?
The leading Shiite candidate to run the country is an Islamic fundamentalist who is going to unite with Iran. Do you think this is what the Bush crime family anticipated? Do you think it was worth the death of 1,500 soldiers? Do you think it's worth the deaths of 100,000 Iraqis to form an Islamic Republic of Iraq? Do you or don't you?
Well, he hasn't said that.
Oh, well, Jesus. What do you get your news? Fox?
No, the New York Times.
Oh, bat squeeze. If you read it, you're lying to me now, and I don't like liars, because this has been all over the New York Times. Absolutely in the New York Times. That who this guy is and what his plan is. So don't lie to me, Sam. I don't like liars, okay?
That's what I read. That's
No, that's not what you read in the Times. If you've been reading the Times, then you would be as up to speed as I am as to who this guy is and what his plans are. So don't go stupid on me and think I'm going to buy into it. I'm not Hannity. I'm not Limbaugh.
I don't like those guys.
Whatever. But don't attempt, an act like that. Like, well, I read it in the New York Times. No, you didn't.
Well,
and you know damn good, no, you didn't. You did not read anything of the sort. What you did read, if you did read in the Times, is exactly what I said. This guy, the leading Shia, is a Muslim fundamentalist. The Shias in the Middle East have always been hammered into the ground. They were hammered into the ground in Kuwait, hammered into the ground in Saudi Arabia, hammered into the ground in most of those countries, hammered into the ground, except where you have a revolution like they had in Iran, or you have a bunch of freaks like you have in Syria. That's what we have produced now, just like we produced Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. Sam, you got to get the facts straight and call me back. I'm going to bail out now. And let you go, because you don't make a damn bit of sense. This is so typical, okay? You guys, you right-wingers, you make my heart bleed for you. How can you suck oxygen and be this stupid, this ignorant? How can you do that? That's the part I don't understand. I keep thinking, someday, maybe once, in my radio career, which is now 20 years long, I'm going to have a conversation with somebody who identifies himself as a conservative, right-winger, a Bush supporter, a Reagan supporter, whatever, who can put together coherent sentences based in reality. So far, it hasn't happened. Not once, not ever. I remember back in the 80s when I first started radio and used to listen to these right-wing morons call in and try to explain to me about Central America, about how the Sandinistas were going to attack San Antonio, Texas. What is wrong with you people? Where do you live? What are your brains made of? For Christ's sake, aren't you the same as me? You have certain body chemistry, certain brain structure, bone structure, eye color, skin color, hair. Didn't you go through elementary school and middle school and high school, and some of you even went to college or graduate school? How can you be so stupid? I don't get it. I never have. You know, people talk about the dumbasses that live down south. Man, do talk radio for a while and you realize that ignorance is not geographical at all. I just don't get that. I don't get that. Where does that ignorance come from? This is Air America.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Orrick XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a dust mask to wear.
There's a moment when you know you've found the love of your life.
It was a bright night. The moon was shining through the clouds.
I don't know whether it was just the atmosphere of the evening.
12 hours went by. That seemed like an hour.
And then he said, I love you. That was the moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. At eHarmony, we know that the secret to magical moments like these is being matched on the very deepest dimensions of compatibility, so that when you fall in love, you know it has the depth and richness to last a lifetime.
We just hit it off. We had everything in common.
I was just smitten right then and there. I'll never forget that moment.
I have found the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Let us help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony.com and start the journey right this moment. It begins with the powerful experience of getting your personality profile, a $40 value, yours free, when you log on to eHarmony.com.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Yeah, I still don't get it. I really don't get it. You know, I asked for right-wingers to call the program, and thinking, always thinking, well, somebody is going to come on this program fact or reality-based from the right wing. It's got to happen eventually. I mean, it's like trolling for sharks or something. You know, you throw in enough chum into the water, enough blood and guts, and eventually the sharks start to circle, and you can snag one. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I don't know what I'm saying. All right. But every time that happens, every single time, you know, I hate to do that. I hate to sit on national radio and give somebody a case of red ass like that. I really hate to do it. Now, a lot of people say, well, no, you really get off on that, don't you? No, I don't. I really don't. It's embarrassing because that guy breathes the same air I do. He speaks the same language, lives in the same country, goes to the same movies. Right? Oh, I don't know on that last one. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe someday, one time, a right-winger, maybe we can get William Buckley to call in. You know, I that's about the only one I can think of anymore, huh? Is he still alive? I think he is. And especially the lurkers, they're the ones that crack me up. You know, they listen to this program, and they're very quiet. And finally, they get up the courage. And they call somebody in the room to dial the number for them. And they sit on hold. And say, hey, welcome to the program, Jim. Jim in Arkansas, welcome to the program, or whatever. Bill in South Carolina, Mike in New York City, welcome to the program.
Hey, I've been wanting to talk to you.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
I like this war in Iraq. I support this war in Iraq. I think it's a good idea. They had elections there.
What? Stephen is calling from Miami. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Actually, it's David, but that's okay.
Oh, David in Miami?
Yeah.
All right, my bad. Hi, David in Miami.
Oh, my question is, and this is for something to everyone to think about, is our oxygen supply in danger?
Our oxygen supply? I don't know. What's the latest you've heard?
Well, I know back when I was in like fifth or sixth grade, which would have been 71, 72.
Yeah.
They were first teaching us that about 21% of the atmosphere was oxygen.
Right.
And I knew that, hey, wait a minute, that was, you know, way back in the 1800s before the Industrial Revolution. So if we keep cutting down the stuff that makes it and doing stuff to use it up, sooner or later it's going to run out. So I have the teacher check, and back in 72 it was down to like 14%.
What are you talking about? Room oxygen is about 20%. Yeah. Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Well, what I'm talking about is, the oxygen's not just there. It comes from green plants.
Well, yeah, that's one source, I guess. Where are you going with this? I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about, David.
What I'm talking about is, if we keep cutting down all the stuff that makes the oxygen and using and doing stuff to use it all up, isn't it eventually going to run out?
Well, I would imagine so, but I'm still not. Are you just like sounding a warning? I mean, you're concerned about it,
basically.
Well, because I don't know what you mean. The last time I talked to anybody about this, not in this context, an entirely different context. But he said to me, you know, Norm, and this was within the past 6-7 months.
Okay.
And he said, you know, normal room, I'm trying to remember where the conversation was. It might have been a friend of mine who's a nurse, and he's treating somebody, and he said, well, we're giving her a little oxygen. Wait a minute. I got it. Oh, my God, I got it. It was a nurse. It was when I was having one of those bone graft surgeries in my mouth, and they put that little cannula in your nose and give you a little extra oxygen. I said, you know, what's up with that? And he said, well, room oxygen is about 21%, and we want to up yours a little bit while we put you under. So there you go. Now, I don't know. My dentist surgeon's office is probably the same as far as oxygen is concerned, is your house, unless you live near a freeway or something, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Also, do you have an email address? Because there's a couple of links I've got, not like me personally, but
okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, yeah, it's Mike D. Malloy at AOL.com. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay. No bother. Dave, listen, good to hear from you. I just didn't know what the hell you were talking about when you said, you know, back when you were in fifth grade, they said the oxygen was going to go away. I just got done talking to a right-wing freak who says that they had an election in Iraq. So you can understand why my head is a little bit, you know, kind of spinning, right? And the green pea soup is just spewing all over the room in here from having... Okay, thanks,
well, the
Dave.
Interesting part about the interesting...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, as far as a rat goes,
oh no!
Guy on my whose mailing list I'm on just sent me stuff. He's been sending me emails he gets from Occupied Iraq.
Yeah.
And apparently, that 1,050 or 1,500 or whatever it is
right.
Blue, like die right then. There, it's.
Oh yeah, they're more. I'm sure they're more dying once they get them to the hospitals in Germany or wherever.
Right.
It's sick. It's disgusting.
It's tens of thousands.
Dave, I'm glad you called in. Take it easy. Be cool. Have fun in Miami. And call us again sometime. All right. You know I don't. You know what the hell? I don't know. Somebody calls me up and says, you know, the oxygen's going away. Okay, everyone, deep breath. Not around David though. I don't want anybody screwing with his oxygen. You understand me? Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, Your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
How much do you like the number 3?
Ah, 3. You are cute, eh?
Or 4, for that matter.
4? I've never met a number quite like you.
It's hard to imagine such a thing. Unless, of course, you happen to work at Grant Thornton, where they have a passion for accounting. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement, that has made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world. Find out what it feels like to work with people who love what they do. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Terry Sheridan. A Florida judge has prevented the removal of a brain-damaged woman's feeding tube until at least Friday. The judge added 48 hours to his stay that was set to expire yesterday afternoon. That order prevents Terry Schiavo's husband, Michael, from ordering the feeding tube removed. Terry's father says he's grateful for any extra time with his daughter. The tube has kept Terry alive for the past 15 years. Michael Schiavo wants to allow Terry to die, saying she wouldn't want to live like this. Earlier this week, an appeals court ruled in his favor, saying he could remove the tube, and that's when the original stay was issued. U.S. officials say President Bush will urge his Russian counterpart to, quote, renew his commitment to democracy. Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet later today in Slovakia. They've had some recent disagreements over the state of democracy in the former Soviet Union. During his trip to Europe, Bush has wondered if the press in Russia is really independent and really free. Normally sunny, Southern California is soaked, but a dry spell may be on the way. The area has been drenched by rain for the past few days, causing mudslides and flooding. The storm is blamed for at least 9 deaths. More rain is falling today, but meteorologist Rob Carolin says it should let up by this weekend. Before it's all over, Los Angeles could set a new record for rainfall for the season. Since July 1st, L.A. has received 33 inches of rain, and that's less than 5 inches short of the record set back in 1883. A California lawmaker wants industrial hemp farming legalized in the Golden State. State Assemblyman Mark Leno says his legislation would benefit farmers, consumers, and the economy. He insists that hemp products are already sold legally in the U.S., but the hemp used to make those products are grown in Canada and elsewhere. He argues that a hemp industry would create thousands of jobs. A European space probe may have discovered a giant frozen sea on Mars. Although the images only cover a relatively small area, scientists believe the frozen sea could be massive. They think the water pushed its way up from beneath the surface, froze, and may be trapped by a layer of ash. Normally, water on Mars would quickly go from ice to vapor because of the atmosphere, but the ash may have stopped that process and preserved some water in its liquid state. Scientists compared the findings to discovering gold, which could prompt a significant increase in missions to Mars. Analysts say new data shows inflation is occurring at a slow and steady pace. The Labor Department reported that the Consumer Price Index rose slightly for the fourth straight month amid a sharp drop in energy prices. It increased 0.1%. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Terry Sheridan.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
What's happening, everybody? This week on the Kyle Jason Show, we will be featuring the music of one of the most prolific producers of this century. He's been doing it for over 60 years, y'all. Who is he? The one and only Quincy Jones. Also, a special interview with a man who played a young Quincy Jones in the movie Ray, one of our finest young actors, Mr. Lorenz Tate. Don't miss the next Kyle Jason Show, y'all. Going to have a party. Saturday night on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program tonight. And again, this is the last night we'll be broadcasting from beautiful downtown Toledo, Ohio. And again, thanks to management here at WSPD Radio, where we have been provided facilities for the past three nights on the air. We appreciate it. Folks here have been very gracious to us, even though they don't carry the program. But maybe someday, right? We'll be on the road tomorrow night. Linda Blake, our associate producer in New York, will have some sort of Best of Malloy program that will go on the air tomorrow night. We'll be back live on Friday. So stick around for that, okay? Now, I'm thinking about the right-wing guy. What was his name that called in, the one that said they had the election and all that crap in Iraq and yada, 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 and how wonderful it was? I think, was it Mike in New York? Was that his name? Okay. I wonder why he doesn't read what I read. And I don't, you know, I don't go for anything esoteric. You know, esoteric to me is The Nation, Mother Jones, Al Jazeera. You know, it's all there on the Internet. You can get it all. This is from the Boston Globe, but it's really a Reuters little news item here. Now, if you're still listening, you freeper, right-wing, freak, ignorant, jelly, nonsense. How about this? Here's what it says. Nearly 2 years after the invasion of Iraq, women there are no better off than under the rule of Saddam Hussein, according to Amnesty International in a report released today. The report is titled Iraq, Decades of Suffering. And it said while the systematic repression under Hussein had ended, there was an increase in murder and sexual abuse, including some abuse by U.S. forces. Now, you remember, the Bush crime family insisted that Saddam Hussein's ouster would free Iraqis from oppression and put them on the road to democracy, right? But Amnesty International says post-war insecurity has left women at risk of violence and curtailed their freedoms. It says, quote, the lawlessness and increased killings, abductions, and rapes that followed the overthrow of the government of Saddam Hussein have restricted women's freedom of movement and their ability to go to school or to work. Women have been subjected to sexual threats by members of U.S.-led forces, and some women detained by U.S. forces have been sexually abused, possibly raped. This according to Amnesty International. Now, you right-wing freaks don't know what Amnesty International is, and you ought to find out what it is. But never mind. Truly, never mind. But when Bush talks about this, you know, when he talks about freedom and democracy in Iraq and Afghanistan, who in the hell is he talking to? Well, he's talking to these ignorant right-wingers who don't read the Boston Globe or the New York Times, as the caller said he did. Oh, bat squeeze. He doesn't check any news sources on the Internet. He doesn't read newspapers. You know what he does? He listens to Fox News. That's all he listens to as far as television is concerned, and then maybe Limbaugh or Hannity or both, and that's it. That's not news. That is poison. It's propaganda. Anything that comes out of these people's mouths will turn your brain into jelly, and it will run out of your ear, Mike, okay? That little puddle at your feet, that's your brain. Afghanistan? Next time you see some video footage of Afghanistan, look at the women still in their burqas. And if you really want, if you really get some good footage, look at the men dressed like pretty much like Westerners, some of them carrying sticks as they go down the street in case they happen to see a woman in Afghanistan who is not properly covered, and watch what they do to that woman. They beat her. Find out what happens in Afghanistan when a woman is sold as a bride and the husband, after a few months, doesn't like her and says, get out of my house. What do you suppose happens to that woman? She is murdered, you freak! As far as Iraq is concerned, this is freedom. This is the beginnings of democracy. It's a kleptocracy, is what is being, look it up, is being formed in Iraq. A neo-fascist, capitalist-driven kleptocracy. And I don't care what Bush says. That doesn't mean, Bush is a liar. He lies about everything. But how can anyone really believe that an election was held in Iraq? Unless you watch Fox News or listen to this this right-wing talk radio. I mean, how can you believe that? What would you do in this country? What would you do? What would you right-wingers do? You people make me so sick. You really do. What would you do if an invading army came in here, right? And started murdering and killing a comparable number, 100,000 Iraqis is what? The same as 5 million Americans? I don't know. You do the math. And then selected a whole bunch of phony-ass candidates that you and I were supposed to go vote on. And we understood if we didn't go vote, well, those forces might show up at our door the next day and drag our wife or our kid or our grandfather into the street and murder them. And you're going to tell me this was an election? Ah, oh, you damn fool. How can you be this ignorant? How can you be this ignorant? And isn't it against, if not against moral law, isn't it against the Geneva Conventions for an occupying force to call elections?
Oh, well, Mike, the power was handed over to the interim Iraqi council. So, you remember, Paul Bremer left. So we're not really an
Stop it. Stop it! As long as we have 150,000 troops inside a country, and those troops reserve for themselves the right to bomb and kill and butcher and imprison and destroy. That is an occupying force. And it is violating international law by forcing so-called elections. It's disgusting. Back in the 40s and 50s when the Soviet Union did this, the granddaddies of these right-wing freeper trolls that are just making me sick used to scream and bitch and complain and yell and call for nuclear strikes. Look what they're doing in Poland. Look what they're doing in Romania and Yugoslavia and East Germany and Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania. Look what they're doing in Belarus. Look what they're doing in Ukraine. I remember how the right-wingers used to just lust for war against the Soviet Union for the very same thing that we are now doing. You people have about as much sense of history as Shrek 2 has. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are so ignorant. How can you live? How can you survive? I don't get it. I really don't get it. How can you survive on a diet of Fox News Channel, Limbaugh, and Hannity? Well, I'll tell you how you survive. You survive, and you finally work up. I don't know. Maybe you had a few drinks. And I'm going to call Malloy. And I have to give you the red ass. And I give you the red ass with facts. That's all. Just facts. Just nothing. And demolish your half-witted argument that Limbaugh put in your head or Fox News geeks put in your brain. It's not because I'm so slick that you're so easy to defeat. It's because you're so damn ignorant. A fifth grader could just turn your entire point of view into mush. See that puddle down by your feet? I'm telling you, that's your brain. How'd I get off on that rant? Oh, that's right. The condition of women in Iraq. Subject to more abuse now than when Saddam Hussein was being propped up by us, until we decide, well, time to get rid of him. Jesus. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Can you handle it?
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 21 past the hour. Last one here, and then we're going to cruise on home with nothing but phone calls here. This is from Texas. A Texas man told some ticket agents at Detroit Metro Airport that he was going to go to Syria and try to claim the $25 million bounty on Osama bin Laden, right? He was arrested on charges of making false statements to federal investigators. Jesus, God. This guy's name is Matt Meeson. He boarded a Northwest Airlines flight at Dallas-Fort Worth on Tuesday, and wrote to the Netherlands and Syria via Detroit. That's according to the federal criminal complaint filed against him. So customs and border protection officers questioned him at the Detroit airport. Now, he's a naturalized U.S. citizen who was born in Syria. He told the agents he was on his way to the Middle East to investigate the illegal sale of uranium by extremists. Cuckoo! Cuckoo! According to a Friday report in the Detroit Free Press, this guy said he hoped to collect the $25 million FBI bounty for information leading to the capture of bin Laden. Okay, now, so he's in that case. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. He said, hey, I'm going to go investigate the illegal sale of uranium. Oh, by the way, while I'm there, I'm going to try to find, you know, I want that $25 million. I'm going to try to find Osama. So next thing you know, federal agents arrested him, searched his home in a Fort Worth suburb. A spokeswoman for the FBI in Dallas told the Associated Press that the search was conducted by the FBI and a joint terrorism task force. And then here it comes. She said the warrant that they used to search his house was under court seal and no details were available. This guy's gone forever, right? Goodbye! Goodbye, Matt Meeson! Goodbye! Your life's about over. You wanted to do what? You wanted to... You don't get it, do you, jerk? I almost said a bad word. You don't get it, do you? That $25 million reward, that's not real. And you went for it. You really do think that the U.S. Bush crime government family has put out a $25 million bounty on Osama bin Laden's head? You went for it? Well, that's right. You're a naturalized citizen. You're not from here. Quick lesson, okay? I know you can't hear this because they probably already have the electrodes attached to your genitals and putting cigarettes out in your ears. But on the slight chance you still have some hearing available, let me clue you in, okay? Matt? That's a Syrian name? Well, there's Christian Syrians. Let me clue you in, Matt. There's no reward. There's even question whether or not there's an Osama bin Laden. Matt, if you can, while you're in detention, which will probably be for the rest of your natural life, see if you can get a friendly a jailer to bring you the book 1984. There's a character in there that appears on the telescreen. His name is Goldstein. He's a bad guy. He's a terrorist against Big Brother. Now, why am I pointing that out to you, Matt? Because we have a Goldstein. His name is Bin Laden. Don't you get it? 25 million. You were going to go. You wanted to go. You so you tell that. You say, "Hi, I'm from Syria, and I'm on my way to the Middle East, and I'm going to check out illegal sales of uranium. That's it. That's the ticket. And while I'm there, I'm going to try to track down Osama bin Laden and collect the $25 million. I got a few bills that are due. You know what I'm saying? What? You're going to arrest? For what? What are you arresting me for? Terrorism? I'm going out. Oh, God. And that's it. And this guy disappears forever. And the warrant used to get him to search his house, it comes from that secret court. That Homeland Security secret court, right? What are you looking for in the guy's house? Everything? Anything? Or nothing? We're not going to tell you. And if we find everything, or anything, or nothing, we will indict him, privately, on something. And if anything, or nothing, or everything, or something doesn't appear over there or up here, then we'll move it down there. And when it does appear, it moves over here. And then we lock him up forever. And we put the electrodes on him. And we rape him. And we use a broomstick on him. And we put cigarettes out in his ears. We break his toes. Gouge out his eyes. We make him listen to Led Zeppelin. We torture him. Understand me, I feel strongly. I want you to be
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip for me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election and you look at the candidates and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers in compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Unfiltered.
Thursday on Unfiltered, please allow us to detain you. Does something smell faintly of Salem? It's the amazing first-hand accounts of detainees who were prey to Bush's post-9/11 witch hunt. Plus, we jet set from the conventions of Geneva to Paris Hilton when she fizzles. Data mining companies are panning personal privacy for gold. Unfiltered, serving the reality-based community since April on Air America Radio.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Don't you wish you could laugh at that? Don't you wish there was some way you could hear this crazy man say something like that, and you can kind of, you know, slap your knee and go, whore, 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 you know, that's pretty funny. Our enemies never think of, our eyes thinking of ways to harm our country, and so do we, or whatever the hell he said. It's just, I don't know, never mind. Hey, oh my God, Paula has called in from New York an hour and a half ago, and Paula, I'm sorry. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding on.
Yes, I've been on for quite a while here.
Yeah, I know. Your ear, I'll bet your ear is all sweaty now, right?
Yes, it's sweating. So
I'm sorry.
I just want to tell you that you are terrific. You're like oxygen in this wasteland of toxic media.
Well, I love it.
I don't even, like, watch TV anymore. I just listen to you guys.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
So what I was going to say, and this is interesting that you're talking about Germany and the Bush, Nazi fascist military
pigs.
Police presence there.
Yeah.
I live in the area around Madison Square Garden, and the exact same thing was happening during the Republican convention.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There was martial law here. You had to show ID to get on your own street, and there were fascist cops that were not from New York, and I'm seeing this more and more. These are not NYPD cops who are usually, they're pretty cool, you know, most of the time.
Yeah.
These guys are like, they don't know anything about New York. They're really stern and mean. And they've been, like, you know, around here since the Republican convention when they spent $80 million to police the city.
Mm-hmm.
There were plainclothes cops. There was a uniform Nazi cops, unmarked SUVs. I'm talking about on my street because there was no regular vehicles on the street.
Yeah.
Constant sirens. Helicopters. I mean, it was like living under, it was so psychologically terrifying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposedly to protect the Republicans, right?
Well, let me ask you something.
Manhole covers were sealed. The mailboxes were removed. I'm telling you. And
did they catch anybody? Do you remember? Did they come up with one terrorist?
They arrested 1,200 people downtown, if you remember.
Yeah,
that.
But those are American protesters. Did they find one terrorist?
No.
Ah.
No. I mean, it was like living in, like, before the Berlin Wall fell, you know, in Germany.
Yeah.
So, and I was making a documentary about this whole thing, which I would like to send you.
Well, do it. Send it. Oh, my God, send it. You're going to put it on DVD?
Yeah.
You want my P.O. box?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
238.
Mm-hmm.
Decatur, Georgia. 30031.
Oh, 31.
Don't let anybody get that address. I don't want that out, you know. Too many people get that, and it's, you know, hell, okay?
Okay, so I should send to your name?
Yeah, Mike Malloy, P.O. Box 238, Decatur, Georgia, 30031.
Okay.
And kind of keep that to yourself, right?
Okay. Right. And then I want to say one more thing about this. The other night, I was walking home on 8th Avenue, which is the same area,
mm-hmm.
and these three thugs came out of this unmarked car and started frisking this guy who was also just walking down the street.
Right.
Again, unmarked, didn't identify themselves as cops. One of them put his hand in the guy's pocket, and he said, "What have you got there?" And the guy was like walking home from the gym, he told me. He said, and he's a successful businessman. He works at a fashion house. And, you know, and they're like, well, You were suspicious because you were looking around.
You were looking around?
Right, exactly.
I'm looking around so I can be frisked?
Yes. And then I was watching the whole thing, and they just jumped back in the car, and they, quote, let him go. And he was, like, totally freaked out. He was like, what just happened? I was just walking home from the gym.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You can't even, like, use your eyeballs anymore. I mean, it's...
Okay, Paula, what's going to happen? I mean, that's pretty scary, and it's all scary. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Come on. Please, tell me. What's going to happen?
Well, I don't know. Like, that guy was saying death, you know, like it's going to be, like, concentration camps, and they're just going to hoard everybody off who doesn't agree with Bush, you know, and just burn them like they did in Nazi Germany. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. You know, Frank and Cheney, I know he's got something boiling in his head because he's real quiet. When it gets scary when he's real quiet.
Who gets real quiet?
Frank and Cheney.
Frank and Cheney. Yeah.
Yeah, when he's quiet like that, something's going on, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, listen. Do you know how to fire? Do you know how to handle a rifle or a gun of any sort?
Well, I know how, but I don't have one because everything's illegal in New York. Stun guns.
Yeah.
Illegal.
Right. Right.
Base is illegal. You know, I mean, it costs a fortune to buy a gun.
Can't you just jump over into Connecticut or PA or New Jersey and keep your... Oh, never mind.
I don't know. Nah. Everybody in New York is sort of like, it's just like, oh, well, you know, we just like give up, you know. I mean...
Give up. Hey, Paula, thanks for checking in. I'm sorry I kept you on hold so long.
I'm glad I finally got to talk to you.
Yes, you did. I hope you call in again.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. Kelly has also been holding on for over an hour. Kelly is calling from Alabama. Thanks for your patience, Kelly.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Can I say something about that Iraq guy before I make my comment?
You certainly may.
I'm in Alabama, and I'm getting just identical type comments from people around here. And after hearing him tonight, I think I figured something out tonight.
Okay.
They've been waiting for 2 years with this Iraq war, and I think that's the first thing they have that's not a complete and total disaster that they can point to.
What, this fake election?
The fake election.
Well, but...
Point to it and say, see, that's why we did it. Look, this is democracy.
But how can they be so ignorant? I mean,
natural.
Right, but the next time you hear that, I mean, you can't do it in Alabama any more than I can do it in Georgia, but the next time somebody says that to you, you know, wouldn't you be tempted to say, well, what the hell would we do here in Birmingham or Montgomery or Selma or Dothan or wherever you are? What would we do if we had 1.5 million troops pointing guns at us? We would damn sure go vote too, wouldn't we? I mean, don't they get that, these people?
Well, that whole thing was for American TV and nothing else, I think. I mean,
of course, but don't the so-called common folk that display this ignorance, no matter where you are, whether in New York, Alabama, Georgia, doesn't matter, don't they understand that was not an election? I guess not, huh?
No, they don't even think about it. They hear some good talking points that sound good, and they just parrot. But anyway, what I was calling about...
right, okay.
Had a caller earlier who was actually saying something, what you were talking about, I think, last night, about all this global warming and
yes,
destroying the environment. And I think he said something to the effect, you know, why would they do that? What's the end game here, you know?
Right. What's in it for them, right?
They live here, too. And I think the short answer is, you know, they've got a plan. They're going to make money off destroying it. And then it creates a crisis, and if you look at everything else they do, you know, Iraq was a crisis they created. Social Security is in a crisis they created. Well, this will be a real crisis. So they'll make even more money repairing what they destroyed.
So they really don't believe in this rapture nonsense because, you know...
That's no more than Bush being a Christian.
Is that what it is? Because when you rapture on out of here, you know, you don't get to take a bag of gold with you. Hell, it's my understanding, you don't even... Well, I know you don't get to take your car because I've seen the bumper stickers. and you don't get to take your clothing. You just kind of float naked. What the hell is a traditional Family Values Coalition going to do when you have about, I don't know, a million people floating up naked over Alabama or Georgia or Mississippi or wherever it is? Have they thought about that, naked people? Can you imagine looking up and seeing all those naked women and all those naked men with their, you know, hanging out all over the place? How are they going to allow that, Kelly?
Well, they're already seeing that in cartoons.
Right, well, that's true. That's very true. Oh, my God.
But I could, the potential, I mean, this would be a world disaster. I mean, they could even come up with something like a world tax. You know, this is for the planet. We're saving the planet. Everybody has to chip in.
Yeah.
There's no telling.
Well, I don't think they would do that. I think they might say, you know, this is a tax to clean up the air or the water, and it's not really, you know. I mean, that's all they do is lie, isn't it? I think. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know anymore.
Pump tons into it and charge 10 times what it really cost, and you know, regardless of what kind of crisis it is, they're going to up the panic factor as high as they can. It's that's their M.O.
That's the truth. Kelly, thanks for checking in. Thanks for holding on, too. We'll talk again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. Yeah, what about that naked, that nudity factor? You know, if any of these fundamentalist evangelical Armageddonists will tell you that if you know, if God wanted people to go around naked, he would have made them, he would have, wait a minute. Oh, never mind, forget that argument. But think about it for a second. You have when I don't know, when the rapture comes, the last time I checked, what is it? Half of America, let's just use that. Half of America, that's 150 million people believe in this nonsense. So what, all those people are going to float naked up into the sky? Woo! What about the people that are having some kind of gastrointestinal distress at that particular moment? You know, what does that mean? Well, never mind, but, you know, it's pretty bizarre. But naked people flying up into heaven? Somebody call Donald Wildman and tell him, you know, man, there's going to be boobies and all kinds of things. Ah, won't that freak him out? Okay, we changed it. You don't fly naked into heaven. You wear a something. This is Air America. Makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Not available in all states. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want
George W. Bush would be coming.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. To the gang who put the program together tonight, engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, of course, Linda Blake, associate producer, and answer your phone calls. If you want some updates on Randy Rhodes, go to therandyrhodesshow.com. And I believe she's staying in touch with folks, and you can find out how she's recovering. Also, thanks to our usual gang of outlaws, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, and Chris in Minnesota. Executive producer is Kathy Day. Again, we'll be off tomorrow night traveling. We'll be back in Atlanta on Friday night, so the program will be live then. Friday night, tomorrow night, Linda will put together something that will delight and amaze you. Okay, I think she's going to have the magician and the high wire act on tomorrow night, so don't miss that, okay? Debbie is calling from the Windy City. Hey, Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's a real pleasure to talk to you.
The pleasure's all mine, Debbie.
And thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you that it was brilliant the way you handled the Freeper, because the analogy that you made to us being invaded and what we would do, you know, relating to people like him, a lot of people who have no empathy for anyone else, for the other.
Right.
I think that was a brilliant. He, of course, just all he could say was, I saw people standing in line to vote.
Yeah, well, we also saw a huge crowd. It must have been millions when they pulled down the statue of Saddam Hussein until they pulled the camera back and we realized there were 84 people standing there and they had been bussed in, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Voting under duress or because they're going to take your food ration card away or because you want to vote, you think if you vote, the soldiers will go away.
There you go. That's a possibility. But how do you reach a guy like that caller? I mean, it's obvious. He sounded like a fairly normal adult male. And how can you reach somebody who believes that what occurred in Iraq was an election?
I don't know how you can.
I don't either.
I think you did a brilliant job, but what's frightening to me, more frightening than anything else, is that there are people who you can't reach who really believe these things. And that's just as scary as having the administration and what's going on right now. Because these people don't question, they don't think. You know, and so I think that's just as frightening. It really is. When you hear, I think I get just as hearing someone like that who you can't reach,
mm-hmm.
and who doesn't understand.
Right.
So, and then his comments about, you know, maybe they would elect a nonviolent Shia, presuming that all men, women, and children who are Shia are violent,
right.
and not understanding that the violent Shias are the ones that the U.S. is trying to prop up who have been in exile out of Iraq for 30 years and, you know, who like to walk into and shoot insurgents, you know.
The irony is he probably, when he said a nonviolent Shia, he meant somebody who will stay on the plantation, a good Shia who won't try to throw the United States out of his country, because we're in there for the long haul. We have 14 military bases being under construction in Iraq. So I'm sure that the Freeper meant by good Shia the same thing they used to mean when they said a good Negro. You know, someone who would behave himself, stay in the back of the bus, go to the window on the side of the restaurant to get the takeout food, and just be quiet. You know, I'm sure that's what he meant.
Oh, you're brilliant, Mike. Exactly. That is what he meant.
Well, thanks for all the brilliant stuff, but I feel about as brilliant as a 40-watt bulb tonight. But anyway, thanks, Debbie. I appreciate you checking in.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You have a nice evening. Mark is calling from St. Pete, Florida. Mark, gosh, we don't have much time. I know you've been holding on. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike, great show, as usual.
Well, thanks, Mark.
I'm with Just Say No to Fascism. I've got free bumper stickers, and I wrote the book. A lot of these guys are trying to justify buying a lemon. They voted with cynicism. They figured they were going to bet on the team that they thought, through their cynicism, was most likely to win. They didn't vote for what they really thought was going to be best for their future. Some don't get it until they hit bottom. When somebody's really, really sick, when they're that far gone, they don't get it until they hit bottom. That's why we got to get the word out. We got to explain to these people, talk to them one-on-one, what you get when you deregulate and privatize your government until it's no longer your government.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. We've got this guy that says he wants to drown our government in a bathtub, to shrink it down to that size. What that does is it takes the power out of our hands, the people's hands.
Sure.
It gives it to a bunch of corporate feudal warlords.
And that's called?
Feudalism, and that's called making peasants out of us.
Yeah, it's also called fascism. What's your website?
JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Free bumper stickers?
Yeah, you're going to start seeing them more and more all around the, you know, around the country. I've been sending them out all over the place.
JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Certainly.
All right, well, let's...
We've got to talk with these folks. We got to educate them because they're really lost. They're being misled.
Well, I want to see some of those bumper stickers out on cars, all right? If you're down to just a few, you're going to have to get some more printed, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we got a pipeline. That's
all right.
For sure.
All right, that sounds good. All right, Mark, we're about out of time. Thanks for checking in, pal. I'll catch you earlier in the program next time, all right? You take care. If I left you hanging on, and I did, I'm sorry. I apologize. As always, you know. I just don't know how to... I haven't figured out yet how to time a program, you know. I'll work on that. All right, listen, I'll see you Friday night. Tomorrow night will be a best-of program. Check it out. If it's something you want to hear again, stay tuned. If not, I understand. I'll see you Friday. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days.